A Sioux Falls woman contesting her insurance settlement is asking the South Dakota Supreme Court to allow her case to go to trial. Earlier this year, a Second Circuit judge granted summary judgment to two drivers in the collision that left Kathy Schaefer injured. Schaefer says she signed a settlement without understanding it, and a jury should hear the facts. SDPB's Victoria Wicks reports.
Attorney Jamie Bishop tells justices that her client was vulnerable to undue influence when an insurance adjuster presented a settlement 16 days after the collision. Bishop says Kathy Schaefer has a 10th grade education and didn't know what the papers were that she signed.
You have a person who has a 68 IQ that says, I'm still seeking medical treatment. I'm still having pain from this collision. He says, let's talk settlement. That just doesn't make any sense. It's not the way that this was designed to work by Farmers Insurance, the way their process was outlined.
Bishop says Schaefer settled for $8,000 for medical bills to date and another $500 for future treatments. Schaefer later was discovered to have a fractured sternum, and bills for the treatment and complications rose to more than $400,000. Bishop says parties don't agree to the facts, and the circuit judge should have allowed a jury to decide. Melanie Carpenter is the attorney for the driver covered by Farmers. She says the only evidence produced to prove Schaefer's vulnerability was a report from Social Security Disability Insurance, which means nothing without additional information from experts.
You also find in the SSDI report that she's functioning okay. She doesn't allege any problems with concentration or memory. She does housework. She drives a car. She's got no abilities noted in terms of psych issues. She's able to attend to things, follow instructions. So there needs to be more to create a fact issue.
Carpenter says the documents presented to Schaefer clearly stated in capital letters that the signer has read and understood the documents and Schaefer signed. Justices will release a decision at a later date. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.